society, I think, has its own set of proverbs that represent the collective wisdom of the society. And I've brought together a few of ours, which aren't biblical, but they come from our culture. And so let's see if we can finish these off. Look before. Excellent. Easy come. Live. Oh, a stitch in time. Now, what about this one? Life is like a box of chocolates. Not strictly a proverb. Does anybody know where it comes from? Forrest Gump film, yes. What's the last bit? You never know what you're going to get. But as society changes, some proverbs perhaps need some updating. So let's see if we can modernise these ones. Actions speak louder than... Anybody got a modern... What about this one? He who laughs last... Or... Has a... or has forgot to unmute... would be something from the last couple of years, wouldn't it? Last one. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man happy, wealthy and wise. Very, very topical. Or with no social life. So what is the Book of Proverbs for? Let's just have a look at the message passage again. I'm sorry, I haven't got it back up on screen. But it says, after it says these other wise sayings of Solomon, it says, written down so we'll know how to live well and right, to understand life, what it means and where it's going. It seems that Solomon wrote these proverbs to educate people in their knowledge and understanding, to find out what is right, just and fair, to help, as it goes on, young people and older people, to impart certain skills in the business of living, including grasp on reality. And as we've already touched on, really, there are lots of reasons, there are lots of things that are aspects of being wise, and you'll come across lots of specific words in other versions: wisdom, discipline, understanding, insights, discretion, learning, guidance. So you get the feeling of what wisdom's supposed to be about. But living well and right can be sort of put into different boxes, I suppose. And so I've put it up here, I think. One of the things that Solomon is saying is that we need to have experience and knowledge to be wise. And I don't know, do you go to Proverbs 3,000 years old and read that and think, I know exactly what I'm doing now? If you read it, you'll find there are some specific things that are clearly written for another time and place and society. And I would say you need to read intelligently. But don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Even proverbs from 3,000 years ago can give us good instruction. You will have heard these verses from Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. So we have to read intelligently. We can still use proverbs from 3,000 years ago. We talked about at the beginning how wisdom came from lots of different areas, and I was thinking about where I get experience and knowledge for living from, as well as Proverbs and the Bible generally. And I was thinking of the Christian people that I have known in my life, friends, people at church, even people I've heard from other churches, Christian pastors and teachers. You know, there are lots of books, but there are even podcasts and blogs. You know, there are lots of ways that we can develop knowledge and experiences. There are trustworthy places that we can go, and there are lots of people sitting here who, if you were to talk to them after the service today, would be able to share wisdom through experience and knowledge. So I just wonder whether sometimes we don't think about that enough, what we all bring for each other. But these verses not only say that we need wisdom and experience, they say that Proverbs help us to know what is right, just and fair. So living well isn't just about knowledge and experience, it's about how we live. There's a moral dimension to being wise. Our values matter. The principles on which we base our lives are important. And I think this helps us think that we need to take our knowledge beyond what we know in here to what do we stand up for? What do we go out of our way to do? What is our effort focused on? The people of Israel had the Ten Commandments, and they included those two very important commandments, love your God and your neighbour as yourself, onto which to base their values. So, you can get knowledge and experience from Proverbs, and you can get some advice on the how as well. There's another aspect of godly wisdom that I'd like to add, which doesn't really come from this book of Proverbs, but is from the Hebrew word translated wisdom in the Bible. Because I think it gives us another way of looking at wisdom. This word's a bit more colourful than our English word. The word translated wisdom is a stem from a word hakam or chokmah, and it usually refers to some kind of skill or ability. And it was originally used to describe the work of the weavers who weave the elaborate garments of Aaron, the high priest. And we hear this story in Exodus when it was really important that the weavers followed God's exact specification for the priest's garments. It says, tell all the skilled men to whom I've given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron. And it was the weaver's ability to follow God's design for manufacturing the garments that was labelled wisdom. And from that point on, the Israelites equated wisdom with a skill for living. So often in the Bible, you find that word, chokmah, is used to describe people who are skilled in a trade or a craft, like woodwork or metalwork or embroidery or weaving. But the same word is used for people who are particularly skillful in tasks like trading or leadership and even sailing. So I don't know, perhaps this idea that wisdom could be your part of your skill in the way, I don't know, you prepare food or your creativity or the way you build a business is a new thought. So wisdom could and can include how we use our skills and talents in the right way. Okay, another 30 seconds. What skill, ability or talent do you have that God and you could use as part of your wisdom? 30 seconds. See if you can find something. Looking around to see who I can ask. Is there anybody who'd like to share something? Yeah, there can be some wisdom in humility. But it's a really interesting thing that actually knowing something that we have to offer to be used in whatever way God wants us to use it is not a bad thing, is it? We're so used to saying, oh, no, I'm not good. But actually, God wants us to revel in some of the gifts that he's given us. And I know I've benefited from lots of skills and gifts that you all have here. But verse 7 in this section of Proverbs says, start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. Only fools thumb their noses at such wisdom and understanding. It's only by starting with God that we can follow God's design for our lives. And wisdom might include knowledge about how to go about living life. It might include values of compassion and social justice, the way you choose to show how you love God and your neighbour as yourself. But this verse points us to God, to be aware and in awe of the fact that he is living and present. So taking God's existence and his presence into account when we're thinking about an issue or making a decision is wisdom in practice. It is, in fact, where being wise starts from. It was the weaver's ability to follow God's design that was wisdom. And that's the wisdom that's not the knowledge that can be captured on an exam paper or written in a report. It affects how we see all the things that happen in our lives and how we react to them. Godly wisdom can be like a lens through which we use our knowledge and skills. And the place that we need to go to start with God as Christians is Jesus. So we have the next slide. This is not a picture of Jesus. What is it a picture of? Who can see a duck? And who can see a rabbit? And who can see both? It's good, isn't it? If you look at it a bit longer, you can usually see the one you can't see. The passage that, or the verses that we listened to a bit earlier come from part of Matthew's gospel. And Jesus had been talking about some of the cities where people had not heard his message. But then he turns to God in prayer, and he is saying that actually the wisdom of the people who think they are very wise isn't the wisdom of the kingdom. God's wisdom isn't saved up for those people who are the most intelligent or who have the most knowledge, but for those people who come to God. And he's making the point here that God and Jesus are intimately connected. So to start with God means starting with Jesus. Not everybody will see and understand Jesus, but he makes it clear that he is the one with God the Father. And he will reveal the Father to those that he chooses. So I just suggest to finish that wisdom, perhaps, could be thought of as the skill to be able to live your life according to God's plan. And that takes quite a lot of things bringing together. And so the four things I'd like you to remember today. Too small. So the knowledge and experience that we can gain from people around us and the Bible is really, really important. We need to be sure of our values, because being wise is not just about what we know. We have to be willing to bring ourselves into the mix, because being wise in our own lives is about how we live our lives as us. And the last thing is to get to know Jesus, and that's the wisest perspective. We don't really know, somebody can tell me if you know, why spending time with Jesus changes our perspective, but it certainly does. Getting to know Jesus is the wisest perspective. So just before we close, I think we'll have perhaps three more proverbs that we'll try to think of an ending for. So, the early bird gets the worm. What could be a modern? Great minds. Or all roads lead to Rome? No? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for all those around us who have shared their knowledge and experience in living a life based on knowing you. For those who have inspired us in how to live a life following you. And most of all, for Jesus, who shows us how to live our own individual lives with you as our foundation. Please open our hearts and minds to see what you have for each one of us and help us to live our lives with you at the centre. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.